Malawian Foreign Service is in desperate need of professionals who are able to represent the country objectively and putting national interest first above political interests. And the president has scoured across the society of Malawi for qualified individuals without regard to where those qualified individuals are found. The HRDC has done an excellent job in being a critical voice that provides oversight on matters of governance. In fact, the president has been very supportive of the role that the civil society organizations in the country play, including the likes of HRDC, which he has interacted with, advocated for since the time he was leader of opposition in parliament. And so his appointment of one or two individuals from the civil society organization does not represent a stifling of the entire civil society space, because the civil society space in Malawi is robust and vibrant and is bigger than two individuals whom the president has found qualified to represent their country abroad.
The article says that there have been appointments made, say, for example, of HRDC members like Luke Tembo, Billy Mayaya, Happy Wango. So does that mean President Chakwera has made some appointments from the membership of the HRDC?
Yes, the president has made appointments from the membership of the HRDC, but that membership is vast because the HRDC is able to orchestrate demonstrations and protests that are large in size across the country. And so the appointment of three individuals from its vast membership does not affect the critical role that they play as an oversight and watchdog organization.
So what about HRDC leader Gift Trapense?
What about him?
Was he also appointed?
I'm not aware of any appointment that's been made of the leader of the HRDC, because the names that the president has appointed the Foreign Service have been channeled through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and are coming out in a cascaded fashion. So I know that some names have been released, and there are other names that will be released shortly, because they are all subject to confirmation by the Public Appointments Committee of Parliament. And so I cannot speak to who has been appointed except the names that have duly been released publicly and the names that have been confirmed by Parliament.
So once again, your government does not intend to break down the HRDC, except that you would appoint people who you feel can serve the country.
That is the point. And in fact, what better candidates to represent the country abroad than those who have demonstrated to be strong voices that can speak truth to power? What better representatives for the Malawian people than those who can call home and speak to their president without fear or favor, because they have already demonstrated that they are capable of being a critical voice to government?
Sean, thank you so much. It's always very nice to speak with you.
You're welcome, James.